Week 16 on my journey to the new 1%, I narrowed down my target audience for the community to young adults that are Christian salespeople and are business-minded and impact-focused. We continued sending DMs, but we'll change who we target based on our new ideal client profile, and that'll be going through Christian social media influencers and stuff like that. I've seen the power of a few ad dollars, and I'm excited to have Sober Living grow so I can have some income free up for advertising on the new 1% side, boosting reels, and pushing people to a Facebook group for Sober Living. We bought a home in San Antonio. The final closing will be on Monday, but the paperwork is done and money is wired. We need to find a way to furnish that home from a capital perspective and find a Sober Living house manager and then put tenants in it. All that hopefully in the next 4 weeks. We're also terminating one lease and actively looking for another in Austin. That's my week on the journey to the new 1%. What does yours look like? Let me know in the comments below. All right, so thanks for telling me all about your week in the Instagram comments on that last reel. But this is where I like to dive deep into what my week looked like. And the narrower ICP, so really Christian salespeople that are younger, young adult Christian salespeople that are impact-focused and business-minded, is really the ICP I chose because, honestly, that's me and I want people like me in the community. I'm Christian. I'm a salesperson by training, but I really like the business aspect of it, and I'm very impact focused. Like all of this, all of the money, all of the energy, all of the time and effort is so I can impact people in a really big way. So I want a Christian like me, salespeople like me that are fairly young, 23 to 35, like me, that are impact focused and business minded. And the whole idea behind that was we'll be able to hold each other accountable to true impact from a biblical perspective. I think I can back up a lot of my actions with scripture, and if other people like to follow scripture and they're in the community, we'll be able to hold each other accountable on that fact alone. A lot of people have trouble with helping people, honestly. They'll be like, that's not my responsibility, or that's not my thing to do. And the thing is, it doesn't matter if it's your responsibility, it doesn't matter if it's your thing to do. The question is, can you do it? And if you can do it and you're not doing it, why aren't you? That's the question I like to ask myself, because we're called to bear burdens with one another. We're called to steward our resources well. And if your resources can help somebody and they're currently not, what are you doing with them? Helping yourself? That's kind of how I like to look at it. And you can pull that information from a biblical perspective, but not even all Christians focus on that. So I also want some business-focused, impact-focused Christians, because some people are like, well, the Bible says let the dead bury their dead. And so don't give your pearls to swine. And if people aren't worth my time, energy, and effort, then they're not worth my time, energy, and effort. And I guess you can back up that perspective, but I just don't know if it's the right heart. And it's definitely not the heart that I want to walk arm in arm with when it comes to impacting other people. I would like to love that person into kind of helping them understand a little bit more about how I think God sees me and how I think God sees them, because I think that's with unconditional love. But with a narrow ICP of people who are Christian, business-minded, impact-focused, they're also salespeople, so they have that kind of self-improvement mindset, kind of incremental, kind of eat what you kill, but a little bit differently. Like not in that toxic competitive manner, but in that let's all win together manner. Like we're all going to go eat together because we're all going to go execute together, if you will. So that's what the narrow ICP is for. I think they're a good building block for the new 1%. And really, I'm just trying to niche down because I know the riches are in the niches. And I might even need to niche down further. Like, is there a type of Christian salesperson? Like, is it a Christian realtor? Is it a Christian insurance salesperson? Is it a Christian financial advisor? Is it those three instead of W-2 salespeople? Or is it a Christian salesperson in tech? Is it a Christian salesperson at car dealerships? Like, where can I go? Because I've had trouble finding Christian salespeople, but I bet I wouldn't have as much trouble finding Christian car salespeople or Christian realtors. Christian realtors would probably be a very easy one to find. In addition to Christian realtors, Christian financial advisors would probably be a fairly easy one to find as well. I don't know. So maybe I need to narrow it down more. As of now, we're getting a bunch of Christian salespeople together. And I kind of have a multi-pronged approach for that. But first, we'll start with the DM targeting. we switched our DM targeting because of low conversions, and it'll be based on our more narrow ICP. And it's really getting Christian influencers who are teaching sales and marketing skills, like Pedro Adao, basically, and people like him. I think I found like 8 people maybe for a total of 150,000 followers. We're just going to DM those followers. Ask them a simple question. Are you looking to grow businesses for Kingdom Impact? Or are you looking to scale businesses for Kingdom Impact? Or are you looking to live out God's call in business, right? So that'll be the DM. And then we go into a sequence and invite them into a community and all that good stuff. But we DM those people. We do LinkedIn outreach to salespeople at Christian companies. So like Chick-fil-A managers or churches or other organizations like that. So you have the LinkedIn outreach, you have the DMs, you have the posting in Facebook groups of Christian business people. And then, of course, you just have partnerships, like outreach to churches, outreach to various organizations that are Christian. It's like, hey, do you know somebody looking to do this or do that, or you know, grow businesses for Kingdom Impact, do business for God, live out God's call in business? Like, those are the questions we're kind of asking. So those are the people we're reaching out to. Followers of social media influencers, LinkedIn outreach of salespeople at Christian companies, Christian organizations for partnerships, and then just making posts in Facebook groups about scripture, business, pairing those together, asking questions to get engagement. Which is why I'm really looking forward to an ad budget. I haven't found really solid Facebook groups, and I would totally throw $1,000, $5,000, $10,000 a month behind a Facebook group if I had it. And the goal would be to get 5,000 Christian salespeople into the Facebook group that are impact focused and business minded, and just ask them these prompts and have huge engagement on it every day. And then we invite people from the free community into the paid community, from the paid community into the community investing, into buying business together, into mentoring others and providing capital for others, right? So with that ad budget, I'm really excited, but you got to get those first couple people in the initial community, take all of that money, pay my VA, of course, because we've been trying to do that for a while, but then also market, right? So that's the update on the new 1%. For Sober Living, we had a property purchase, which was crazy. We bought this on short notice. I think I saw it on the 26th or the 27th, and closing was the 29th. It must have been the 26th, because I knew I had at least 3 days. So I saw it on the 26th, closing was the 29th. We got closing pushed back a week. And within the week, we were getting closing docs ready. We were getting stuff kind of ready to ship, and money and all that good stuff to ship stuff. Long story short, I spent Thursday evening signing closing docs, and I missed the overnight deadline. So I sent it out same day delivery, which was $1,000 to deliver closing docs same day. But I didn't want to mess up the closing, as it was my first one. I probably didn't have to do that. Probably could have asked for an extension, but I felt like the sellers were looking for any reason to kind of get out, so I didn't want to give them one. And anyway, closing docs are there, the money's wired, we are good to go on that, and looking forward to having this property. So we're focused on that property purchase this past week, and for this next week, hopefully we hear that it closed on Monday or Tuesday, and we're good to go. We own the deed now. We'll be looking for sober living managers and furnishing capital. And the whole idea behind this is we need to go to Facebook groups, therapists, and rehab centers to find sober living managers, like AA groups, recovery groups, therapists, and rehab centers. And for furnishing capital, we need to be working with contractors, and we need to be working with furniture stores to get a line of credit, or to have a contractor bring in the money to make repairs to the house so we can fit more beds in, and put a lien on the property. So they help us furnish it, they help us fix, put beds in it, they get maybe some profit split, and they get a lien on the property. Probably just a lien on the property is what I'm looking for, actually. And if all that happens, we'll be able to furnish. We either need a furniture store for line of credit, so they help us buy $15,000 worth of furniture, or we need a contractor to come in, put up a wall for a $3,000 lien, and then help us furnish the property for another $15,000. And then maybe they get a $20,000 lien on the property, or whatever it is, however much capital they spend. So that's kind of our idea for finding sober living managers and furnishing capital. See, I spent yesterday, like 3 hours yesterday, just getting the systems together for like, okay, what does outreach for the new 1% look like? What does outreach for sober living look like? And so now I know, I have a question. It's like, What's the next thing I need? Do I need a manager? Do I need tenants? Do I need capital? Or do I need properties? And whichever the answer is, I know the action steps. For the new 1%, it's like, we have one goal, trying to get 300 people into the kind of phase two of the new 1% over 2024. It's like, did I do my Facebook group outreach? Did my VA do her DMs? And are we working on partnerships with Christian organizations? Are we doing our LinkedIn outreach on an automated sequence? So those are kind of all the things that we're asking to have KPIs for there. And those systems are clear. I feel like I have no more questions. So when I wake up in the morning, it's like, I do one thing for sober living. What is the highest priority? It's like, I need a sober living manager and to furnish the property. Which one's a higher priority? Well, I don't know. So I may tackle both those in the same morning and skip out on the new 1%. Or I may tackle both of those by just doing outreach for 30 minutes to those people, send out a bunch of emails, make a couple calls, leave a couple voicemails, and then do new 1% stuff. Where it's like, I make my one Facebook post reflecting on a scripture, right? So that's what my morning could look like. And that the whole idea of that is for new 1%, the Facebook post generates people into the free community. And then that outreach gets me the who that will help me solve my problem. So either a therapist that can recommend a manager, a rehab facility, or somebody from a Facebook group or AA group / NA group that can help me get a sober living manager. Or reaching out to contractors in a contractor Facebook group or via email, or furniture stores via email to get capital, right? So those are all the things. Got that system down. It's just a matter of doing the work and executing every morning and not kind of dragging my feet. That's what we got for you guys today on the show. Thank you so much for watching. We will see you on the next one. And remember, we are a community of people judged not by our wealth, but by our impact.